Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with another one. And yes, I know I'm a little late on it, but she will deliver, y'all. And I am about to right now. So today's episode's gonna be, as promised, something creepy or something within the theme of Halloween. Today it will be actually more of a scary movie. So without further ado, today's episode will be on Grim Cuddy. Hello, y'all. Like I said, it is Grim Cuddy. So I'm sure if you do have Hulu, you have seen this. It came out, I believe, probably 2 weeks ago, which is around when I probably watched it. And please excuse me. I know that I sound a little sniffly. If I do sound sniffly, I'm trying to hide it. Yeah, it's fall. Anyways, so as mentioned, Grim Cuddy is a movie that is currently streaming on Hulu. Let's see, how long is it? It really isn't too long, but it did go on a little long for me. So it came out October 10th, and it is, how long is it? It doesn't even say, y'all. That's how long it is. It's so long that you don't even say it. Anyway, so it is, it's 1 hour and 41 minutes. That makes sense. So it's basically like 2 hours. Like, okay, it's not 1 hour 45, but you know, might as well be. Okay, so it's a Hulu original. And I don't know if you've seen Hulu original movies that are scary movies, but you can take it or leave it. One of those two. Grim Cuddy, as I said, is 1 hour and 41 minutes long. It is basically, okay, so let me just give you the synopsis of what this is about. So there's a family who likes to go on outings once in a while, like without their phones or technology, because they don't want their children and themselves to be all up in the phone. So it's very like old school mentality like that. And I'm like, that's number one where I was like, don't really know about the writing, because I'm like, this doesn't really seem that realistic nowadays. Like if you had put this out maybe 5 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, it would have like rang a little more truth. But like, you're really gonna go on outings without your phone, and you're really going in about this phone thing. But then again, it could be the Grim Cuddy. So let me go back to the synopsis. So there are these two kids, there's a boy and a girl, and then there are the two parents. And they go on outings, for this story today, they are going to the son's recital. And they're like, okay, let's leave your phones at home. And while they're at the recital, the father is talking to one of the other fathers about this new viral meme that is getting people to want to kill themselves. You know, kind of like a Slender Man-esque kind of thing. So it's getting them to kill themselves or to cut themselves or to hurt other people. And at the beginning of the movie, we actually do see, okay, it is, starts out with a death. So it gives you that, you know, so this is something that is gory, y'all. It's a little bit gory, but not, okay, I said gory as if it was going to be some big gory thing, y'all. Don't get your hopes up. It's not like that. There is some gore in it. They do some good jobs at one point, I believe, but nothing is really sticking out in my mind, which is like, okay. So, I mean, but they do some gore. It's like slasher-ish, but, yeah, so they already find, like, the father's talking to the other father, and basically they're talking about this meme thing. And so now the father's a little bit paranoid, but everybody in the town is paranoid, and they're talking to the children because all these children are actually either hallucinating or just being affected by this meme. So when they get home after the recital, the kids don't know anything about this because their phones have been inside. Like, this meme and this thing has spread like wildfire, like at the like relatively recently, I believe in that day, probably. They make it seem like it's like a fast thing, because as soon as they get back from the recital, it's like everybody in the world has found out and everybody's sort of freaking out. So when they get back, the parents are talking to them about grim cut it and about like, you know, hey, you can keep your phones or whatever. We're just asking you to be aware and to be smart. You know, very logical. You know, I would have expected my parents to say the same thing. You know, I'm like, okay, that's very reasonable. You know, they're just like, just be aware. You know, the daughter's already starting to get an attitude like, oh, it's not like we're gonna want to kill you. And that's where I'm like, okay, here's grim cutty coming up. So basically the whole point, okay, I won't even tell you that. Let me just finish the synopsis. So yeah. Well, I guess that really is like, you know, that's the setup. So basically, the girl's like, whatever. She has a little resentment towards her parents because she's a teenage girl. So, you know, there's that. Her being a girl doesn't really matter, but she's a teenager. So there's that. Yeah, so she's like, oh, you know, she's talking to her friends when she has her phone back. And her friends are like, oh, yeah, everybody's talking about the Grim Cuddy. People are getting talks from their parents about the Grim Cuddy, blah, 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 blah. And it's slowly escalating almost like a paranoia, hysteria kind of thing where the parents are like, okay, you don't get to have your phone. You don't get to do this. You don't get to do that. And so, yeah, but I mean, it's mainly just about their phones and stuff like that. And like, but it's getting so paranoid that the parents are not letting their kids go into school. They're like, you can't go into school. You know, it's like, it's going to be spreading at the school, the meme, and you're going to be affected, you know. So it's very clear that all of the parents are being irrational. So Grim Cuddy affects all of the parents, but it also affects the children as well. So, but apparently, I suppose, so here is where I do give Grim Cuddy like its due. So hold on, I want to make sure like I described everything well. So yeah, so everybody's hysterical. They're not bringing him to school. Grim Cuddy is real. We do see Grim Cuddy. He does come, like, which doesn't like, it really like it reinforces the parents, because every time the girl's like, oh, this is ridiculous, like, you know, give me back my phone, because they do at one point they, her own parents get so hysterical and so paranoid, they're like, okay, we're gonna put this in the detox box. And that's what all of the parents are calling it. And they're, all of the parents are getting all of this information about how to deal with this Grim Cuddy from this one article, from this one lady who happens to be, well, I won't tell you this because that was a little spoiler. But in any case, all of these parents are like doing this detox box. So it's like they're all getting the same, all the information from the same article as well. So they're like, that's like a part of the Grim Cuddy thing almost. Anyway, but the daughter, like I said, isn't really helping things. So, because, like, when, for instance, when she's trying to, like, keep her phone, she all of a sudden sees Grim Cuddy on the ground. Nobody else can see it but the daughter. So she is affected. Like, the children who are affected, who see Grim Cuddy in person, they're the only ones who see it. They're the only ones who are being hallucinated by it. However, here is the thing about Grim Cuddy that I'm realizing that they're trying to do. So Grim Cuddy only exists if you give him the power. Grim Cuddy only exists if you are afraid and you give him that fear. If you keep thinking about Grim Cuddy, then he'll exist. What does this remind you of, all of my horror buffs? Yeah, very much homage to like a little bit of like Freddy, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know? So like, I feel like it's more of like a modern day Nightmare on Elm Street. This whole thing really isn't that original. It's just different because they're using a meme, but it's like, okay, we already had that from Slender Man. And okay, to be fair, the Grim Cuddy does look creepy the way that they drew, made him, not drew him, but yeah. He does look a bit creepy. Reminds me a little bit of the Babadook. If y'all, the Babadook, definitely something I might need to review. Great movie, y'all. Anyway, reminds me a little bit of the Babadook with how they like made this creature or made the animation or the creation of this monster. But yeah, so Grim Cuddy only exists because the parents are so paranoid they give it its power. So at the end, spoiler, don't, you know, listen if you don't want this to be spoiled. At the end, the solution was to put the father to sleep. Like, dad, just go to sleep, go to sleep. You're freaking out. Just go to sleep, just go to sleep. Like, he's like going crazy, like being hysterical, being paranoid, because this monster is making him that way. This monster is affecting him just as much as it's affecting his daughter, but he is really, the monster is really going in on the parents because the parents give it the most power. Because the kids are like, I don't really believe it. It's really the parents that are like, oh, but something's happening with our children. Don't believe the monster, but I believe that the children are unstable, you know, that kind of thing. So that's basically the end of Grim Cuddy. It's basically a synopsis. So my review on it specifically, like the outfits and everything. Outfits very ordinary, very today, modern day, of course it would be. The acting was pretty good. One of the actors in it, I know like the father is somebody that I have recognized before. I just don't remember what I've seen him in. Like his name is Yeah, never mind. I guess I don't know this person. Definitely thought I did. Like he looks super familiar, but maybe not. Oh, he was in a series of unfortunate events. I don't remember that. Anyway, so yeah, it was if I had to rate this, which I am, because I do have to, because that's my job here, I like from one being the worst thing I've ever seen, 10 being the best thing I've ever seen, 5 being basic, it's not a good or bad movie, it's just the average movie. I could live without having seen it. In fact, like, don't even remember this movie. That's what a 5 is. Let's see. I think I would put this at a 6, y'all. I would definitely give this probably a 6 out of 10. It really wasn't, it didn't like ring true, like not ring true. It just didn't like spark my horror fandom, fanatic, crazy, crazy side, I don't know. I just didn't really feel it very well. Like, I mean, like it wasn't very scary. There were a few jump scares, but that was about it. I was like, as soon as I figured out what it is, I'm like, okay, so the Grim Cuddy is like a pure hallucination. It honestly, the movie felt more like it was trying to make a statement, like in regards to the world or politics or something like that, how like hysteria or whatever. I mean, maybe, I don't know. It could not be. It could just be it trying to be like Freddy, but trying to make it a modern day version of it. Really didn't care for it. If this was going to be it, they really should have put more into the gore, if I'm gonna be honest. Because the storyline wasn't really that great. The scares weren't that scary. It was just if the storyline was better, then I would be like, okay, I'm intrigued by the story, but the story isn't really that intriguing. You're trying to figure out, okay, this girl, this makes you look really crazy. What's going on? You're trying to figure it out. But, once you do, it's like, and it's not even much to figure out. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I would give it a 6 out of 10. Didn't really like it too much. I mean, but I didn't like hate it. I hope this helped y'all. Oh, so there's no nudity. I believe, is there cursing in it? It might be a couple of curse words in it, but not really. I would say it's probably a family a family movie. Not little kids who are watching Little Mermaid, but as if I don't watch Little Mermaid. But not the little kids who can't handle things. But like this is definitely like something that isn't like too bad. Like there's no nudity. It's just like, your slasher, scary, jump scare kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, I felt like I would say it's like it's kind of like a family movie because it gets the dynamic from the parents and the children, So like, a little bit of everybody is talked about sort of. So there is kind of that. Yeah. If you want to like, I would say watch this if you're trying to like binge like movies. I would say put this at the front. If you're gonna put this in the list, because this one it wasn't that great, and you want to get the not so greats out ahead of time, unless you're getting turned, and in that case, save it for the end because then you can laugh at it. But in any case, I definitely hope this helped. And until next time, I truly hope this helped you guys. I am definitely gonna be putting out some more. I have it on the list. I really yeah, you know how I felt about this movie. I also did make an Instagram, just got a post on it. But as always, email me at whyarewetogether@gmail.com, and I am on Mondays on Helium Radio. That's what it was. Every Monday, check it out. Information is in the information boxy thing. But yeah, until next time, why are we even together? Because it's an amazing podcast for Halloween. Woo! Bye.